Hey, Outside the Box is back again. Small, but feisty. Today's topic is Little Fiefdoms. What a mess. The U.S. invaded Iraq, the government disintegrated, and Iraqi society collapsed as well. Shiites fought against Sunnis, Kurds, Persians, and Turkmen struggled for freedom. Every group hated each other. And a similar situation took place in Afghanistan. Destabilization by U.S. troops, complicated by ethnic, language, and religious differences among Pashtuns, Tajiks, Hazaras, Uzbeks, and others, and an unstable government for the last 12 years. The U.S. caused the problems, but they're made worse by internal divisions of ethnicity, culture, language, and religion. What would these areas look like if the two countries' lines were drawn differently, with nations based on more homogeneous populations? After all, the boundaries of those countries have now, that the countries that we have now, were drawn by the British in the late 1800s and early 1900s, not by the people in those two countries themselves. Instead of one country called Iraq, we could have one made up of Shia Muslims, another of Sunni Muslims, a third called Kurdistan in the Kurdish areas, and maybe small independent states for Turkmen, Persians, and others. Or break up Afghanistan into a country of Pashtuns, another for Tajiks, separate ones for Hazaras and Uzbeks, etc. The advantage of many smaller countries with more homogeneous populations would be greater unity and solidarity within government and the country as a whole, and more attention to the protection of the group's culture and language. Those smaller groups might not hurt from the discrimination and lesser status that they experience now, at least in some cases. The downside would be a potential intolerance of other cultures, religions, and languages, since anyone who was different would be a distinct and small minority. There would be fewer melting pot cultures, or better yet, salads where cultures, languages, and religions mixed and lived amicably with each other. What would the world look like if it had many more small countries or independent states? For example, how about independent countries for indigenous peoples in Mexico, of which there are 62 separate ethnic groups? Could we have separate governments for French speakers in Quebec, Canada, and First Nations people in Nunavut and part of the Northwest Territories? There could be separate countries for Australia's and New Zealand's Aborigines, or for Chechens or Tibetans. Other groups like the Zhuang, Uyghur, and Manchu are currently small minorities in China, but maybe they would do better as separate countries. How about the Rom, one of the most stateless groups of all, or many of the small ethnic groups in Africa that are losing their land and identity to unsympathetic governments? And there are 120 distinct languages on various islands of the Philippines. A country for each? Although there are 33 countries in Europe, there are 87 distinct ethnic groups, meaning that 54 are minorities and have no country of their own. Recent independence movements in the former Yugoslavia and the former Soviet Union have demonstrated the desire of many peoples for a so-called land of their own. In a sense, we have separate governments for many native nations in this country, though the issue of how much sovereignty in native tribes have is constantly being redefined. If our water resources continue to decrease, those in the Northeast, where water is plentiful, might want to separate from the water-starved West or South. Some might also want to finish the job that the Civil War started by declaring the southeastern states a separate culture and therefore an independent country. They sure are a lot more conservative down south, too. Does the idea of separate countries for specific ethnic and religious groups sound appealing to you? Why? Or why not? I'm Larry Danziger, looking for as much independence from large governments as possible.